Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Galileo Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm very fine, thank you, Zach. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Good announcement today from Galileo. Could you run us through that?
Yes, I think the thrust of the announcement, it was kind of an announcement that about Starlink principally, but of course an update on the rest of the, a bit of a review on the company. And Starlink, you know, we've all been very interested, which way is this going to go, which way is that going to go, who's going to take the feed, who's not going to take the feed, what's the timing on building capacity to buy the feed, etc., etc. And this property is small, but boy, it's high grade. Very close to schools out in churches and communities, children, whatever. And we kind of sorted out our contractor, Zopco, a well-known Geneva-based trading company. They took an interest and announced that a few months ago. And when it got back to mine design, we tried several alternatives to explosives and became painfully obvious that explosives in an area was not going to be a good idea. And the regulator, the environmentalist, never stops us. But I think we're kind of reluctant and nervy. And we talked to all stakeholders, and that's the local community, the municipality, the mines department, the Zima, the environmentalist. And sometimes it's time for payback. And it's a nice community. A good community. And as I say in my little note there, all stakeholders are taking a part in the process. So I think it's good for all of us. We've got a local company mining. It's going to be done on small but very, very selective. We're not going to make a lot of noise and upset everybody in the community, but stuff's being taken 4 kilometres away from people to be sorted. The material will probably go to China or Turkey. And we still continue to give technical advice on the ore body, and I don't think we'll need it on the processing. It's a fairly simple process to crushing. It responds to ultraviolet light, so it goes bright green, so the Vulcan there. So quite frankly, this is a nice little stakeholder total involvement situation. I picked the bulletin board this morning. I heard people talking about 30,000 a month. Well, the math say nearer 300,000 a month. So this will be good income provider between $5 and $8, even $10 million for life of project, depending on how we handle the lower grade material and how we upgrade some of that. So we're certainly not giving it away. We've sold it. We've actually looked for cash consideration to recover costs, and we're getting the share of the action going forward. And so obviously the formula is. Zinc price dependent, grade dependent, quantity dependent. But you could well forecast anywhere between $150,000 and $350,000 a month. So I think that's a good transaction for the company. You can monetize it, it's up and away. And of course, then we've got Kashito up the road, which is, I've always talked about Kashito being a bigger deposit. It's in areas where you would not build, even though there's the township not that far away, but nonetheless not affect workings, and the ground is a little bit swampy, so there's no chance of building there. And it's a bigger project, so we can do much of the same. It can join in, the feed from that can join into this present one, but we could probably retain ownership this time around, or it could go to a nearby zinc refinery. So Kashito is still very much in play, we'd monetize that because we've got this big position in the Kalahari, and I think, I don't know, the Kalahari copper belt seems to have gone over the edge of the market. You know, this is the world's quickest evolving copper producer. There's two mines being built there already. We have something like 16,000 square kilometres, which we added to. We've let not even half of that go to a company called Sandfire. They put $1.5 million into Galileo, with $3 million coming in, and they're agreed to spend $4 million on the two licenses they've taken, and we've got between $0 and $80 million payout to Galileo. depending on the results. And you know, in fact, we've got 30-odd kilometres, 3,700 metres, in what a license called PL40, and we've got a dome, a license we call PL39. So it won't be too far from now, three weeks, maximum 4 weeks, that we'll actually be drill testing our key targets. And then, you know, I spoke about 39 and I spoke about 40, but we've got license 253, which also has all of the makings, needs flying, but all of the makings, another contributor. Now, when I talk about 39 and 40, I'm not talking about feed for T3 or an A4 or Sandfires. I'm not even talking about feed for Cupid Canyon. I'm talking about the potential for a standalone mine, because all the fundamentals just look like the North Zone. They call it Zone 5, which is the Cupid Canyon. And that's, you know, running at around about 10 meters wide, 2.2% copper with silver, and steeply dipping lends itself perfectly to the underground mining, and it's a very good grade when you look at international. So my editing's in my hands all over this structure, if you like. I call it more structuring than I do selling. We're giving all stakeholders a shot. We're going to do our Kashitu project. We're going to have on that quickly. And of course, we left the Trevor in Australia, in the US, in Nevada. And finally, we've got some money to test drill that skarn, which we believe is in the northeast. To put all that together, and the test work at Glenover beginning to come to an end, there's sales possibilities there. So I'm really excited about our chances with Galileo. Everything going for us. And we've got a very good position in the world's quickest evolving copper district. So all in all, Zyke, I'm pretty happy with the situation. And I'm glad really now that we've bedded this down, all stakeholders are happy. So that can go on, and that's a monthly check for us, anywhere between 150 and 350,000 US dollars. We're into Kashitu. We're going to be drilling the Kalahari Copper Belt, and copper is barnstorming away. What nicer position would Galileo want to be in?
Yes, I think the term is what's not to like. The update today was quite a lengthy one. Aren't the bullet points really the income, the up to $300,000 a month income you'll be getting? And also then the fact that you're totally embedded into the copper area, which is the hottest area basically around at the moment. And also with that income, you're able to move the dial on the projects that you have and take them forward.
Couldn't put it better, Zach. You put it more succinctly. Took me 10 minutes to say that. I think, Zach, now you've summed it up absolutely
right.
Correctly.
And the other point is, I suppose, that you know Galileo has a £14 million market cap, so the $300,000 a month or up to that is quite a big an influence in terms of, makes quite a big difference to a company of that size.
Well, it almost justifies the market cap, and all the other projects are for free. And as you put it, we've got one of the best positions in the fastest evolving copper belt in the world. That's completely underpinned, should pay all of our overheads and more. So what better position? And of course, we can give Kashito, which is much bigger, we can do much of the same. So we can either ship, you know, we will have the customers, so we'll be able to ship all out to them. Because these mines, you know, Zach, they don't start. They're not take forever to start. They're very close to surface, 60 metres deep in this willemite. And why a star? And then, you know, there might be a little chuckle from our listeners saying, well, star's taken a long while. Well, star is rather complex in its positioning and its license status at the time we drilled it. So I'm afraid, I'm very pleased to say, Akashito is a much more simpler subject, should be bigger, but the same fundamentals, 0 to 70 metres near surface, similar grades, but lots more of it.
Right, and just to finish off, we've obviously had several interviews regarding extract. We're talking about Galileo today. You've got a few stock market children around the place. How does Galileo compare to extract, and you know, how does extract compare to Besant, etc. I mean, how do you see them rank at the moment?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that question, but I'm going to answer it. I very deliberately, in my copper mission, chosen different types of environments for copper, countries, location, and mineralization host. So you see that the Australian position, the Bushranger, that's a large porphyry. By definition, porphyries are always low grade. So it's lots of rock. You want lots of rock and you get lots of metal. So they're generally simple metallurgy. And you're talking 100 millions of tons. The Kalahari is basically, in one case, underground, 10 meters wide, steeply dipping, and a standard reef. Don't even need to be a geologist to understand it. You know, you fire the first hole through it, and divided every 50 meters or 100 meters, you get a similar hole. That's great. You develop a strike, and then you go down dip, you know, you go further down, and it all continues. You develop an ore body. And at 2.2%, the guys are looking for, they're looking for 80 to, say, 120 million tons. You've got a world-class mine. Then one goes to Kalengwa, and again, it's very high grade, potentially IOCG, reef material, and it's a suggestion that it's that magnetizer, iron oxide, copper gold type mineralization. So that in its own could lead to a big mine, and that's the same. And of course, it's got 13 kilometers of strike, which have got indications all the way, and it's got 15 intrusive targets. So that, again, has got legs like any company would be very happy to have Kalengwa. So again, how do you write that? Kalengwa with Botswana, with Bushranger. They're all potential world-class copper projects. Right? They've all got their own legs, they've all got their own model, and all of them could be center stage in the space of a year to 18 months. And then let's go down to Namibia. Well, Namibia are basically copper, gold, good gold values, and we've got the ability to start a small mining operation quite quickly. So all of that, and of course, you know, we announced the other day that 137 kilometers, we've got the license for it now, so we're busy making plans there in the van to fly that, because Anglo didn't, JCI didn't. So there you are, we've got the full opportunity, again, to find, you know, 137 kilometers, a lot of ground, to find the potential for near-surface ore bodies, or much of the same that we've already got in the Matchless. So if you look at the stable, if you like, the portfolio of the stable, multi-choice copper opportunities, all of them with showings, none of them greenfield and guesswork, none of them conceptual, all positioned nicely, and all with their own legs, their own meat, and their own description. So compare the copper belt in Kalahari with Bushranger. Difficult, right? Difficult. But of course, where does Bushranger score at the moment? Bushranger's got the intersections. But next door, in Galileo, we've got the intersections as well. So the potential there is for two big mines, two big mines, possibly even more in the Kalahari, because we've got several licenses. So the potential to be world class, and Bushranger, of course, continues to excite us. And I'm extremely glad we were able to negotiate that position for our shareholders. And I'm also extremely glad that we were able to negotiate for the position for our shareholders in the Kalahari. And I'm so glad for our shareholders of the fact that we got the Kalengwa project. So all in all, we're going to give this copper boom our best.
So in the stable, people can choose any metal as long as it's copper, basically, at the moment.
That's right. Back to the old Ford days, they only go every longer and it's black. If you like copper, we're the place to go to, Zach.
Okay, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Galileo Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.